I'm so glad that you joined us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast today. I am here with my lovely wife. I'm Pastor George Pearsons, and this is the one, the only Pastor Terry Copeland Pearson.
That's right there.
Right there. Right there, everybody.
I am the only. I am the one and only Mrs. George Pearsons, and I ain't Sharon. Okay? And so this, you didn't introduce yourself, please allow me. This is the Pastor George Pearsons.
It's so good to be with you here. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is with us today. And all this week, all last week, we've had the privilege of being able to minister to them. So Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, thank you for allowing us to do this broadcast, your broadcast. And we desire to raise to the standard of the walk of faith as they have and
That's
communicate
right.
that to the audience, to our partners.
Amen. Amen. But you know what else? We have a whole nother group over in Canada, Kenneth Copeland Bible College students that are going strong, and they got up super early this morning to join us for this TV taping. Let's everybody wave at Canada and welcome them today. Yay, Canada. Woo-hoo. Hey guys. So glad that you're with us today. Glory to God. It's so good to have, and I believe that we're going to have campuses all over the world. So some of you may be the teachers and the leaders in those countries when we get it started.
Idea.
I know.
Yep, that's
know.
Right. That's right. So first of all, talk about the book.
KCM.org/core, KCM.org/core, you can get your free book that we're offering these 2 weeks as we teach on core values. This one says our core values, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, but these are the outlines of the messages that Pastor George and I have been talking on, and there are probably some extra content in there in those outlines than we ever can quite get to on the broadcast. But there are also places for you to be able to take notes of your own and fill in those extra things that you learn, because you can also, there at kcm.org/core, you can also find a lot more resources that we put in at a discount for you that you can buy on each one of the core values. And like we said last week and again this week, it's not enough to know that we need these core values and just to identify what mm-hmm. they are. If they're a real value, then we invest in them.
Yeah.
We invest financially,
yep.
we invest our time, we invest our energy, we invest our focus, and then we respond to what we learn. And that's how we get these things built into our lives to where they are truly at the core of our being and not just a mental, doctrinal list of things, but rather it's something that's evident in our lives even without us saying what they are.
Yeah, yeah. I like to say it like this. When the devil puts the squeeze on you, the core values come out.
That's
what
good.
Happens.
So
like core values, let's repeat them after me. We put the Word of God first place. Say it.
We put the Word of God first place.
We live by faith.
We live by faith.
We walk in love.
We walk in love.
We are led by the Spirit.
We're led by the Spirit.
We pray about everything.
We pray about everything.
We protect the anointing.
We protect the anointing.
And we honor God.
And we honor God.
So we're going to continue with the teaching from yesterday about the Holy Spirit. And Terry, why don't you pick up on that? And then I've got some things I'll say about it too.
Well, it's such a privilege to me to be able to teach this particular topic. I love talking about the Holy Spirit. I love talking about Him. I love His presence. And I made a deal with God. You know, you can make deals with God. And my deal with Him was, okay, Lord, I'll teach prayer. Okay, Lord, I'll talk about the Holy Spirit, but not without you showing up. You have to show up. And you know, He has been faithful.
Yes, He has.
He always bears witness to the things that we're saying about Him. And I love that. So yesterday we talked about 1 John 5:7. For there are three that bear witness in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. These three are one. And just like we discovered last week, God and His Word are one. God and the Spirit and the Word are one. You'll never get a disagreement between them. You'll never find one to tell you one thing and one to tell you the other. If you've got something going on that's in conflict, you think the word says one thing, but your witness or your leading of the Holy Spirit is another, you're off. You're wrong. And they have to jive, and you have to go back to the word and see, because the word is the one that defines whether our witness or our thought. So many times people say, well, the Lord has led me. And I say, no, he did not. He did not. That doesn't line up with the word. That doesn't line up with what, didn't line up with what you told me he said before. No, that doesn't mean you always tell people what you know. If they don't ask, you don't say it. But the two have to line up together. Romans 8:14, for all who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And that's a key thing, is that we're growing up in him. But now let's look at something new. Proverbs 27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly, or the inward parts, the inner man, the hidden man of the heart. The spirit of man is the lamp. We might say the spirit of man is the light bulb. That's where God illumines you. He illumines you to everything about him comes from your spirit. And you may think it came to your head, but coming to your head is only when you noticed it. The key here in growing up in our leading by him is to learn to recognize what your head picked up on from your spirit. What seems to you maybe to come as a thought, if it's from God, it came first out of your spirit. When the word speaks to you, while your mind is grasping it, your mind is thinking about it, understanding and light on the word is a spiritual thing. And it happens so quick and so fast that you might only recognize it in your head, but the source of it is your spirit. Your spirit is the source of your very life. Your spirit man. We're not thinking about that. It's happening faster than you can identify. But you take the spirit out of the body, then the body, there's nothing left. Okay? So, you might think, well, I thought the word is where we get the light. Well, we already said that he is the spirit of truth. He's the spirit of revelation. The light of the word is delivered to us by the Holy Spirit within us. That light is revelation light, understanding and clarity. John 4:24, God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus said, thy word is truth. So true worship of God can't be devoid of his word. Neither can it be devoid of the spirit. And a lot of things that we engage in, I mean, we want worship to include spirit and soul and body. So we don't lay aside that. We're supposed to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, Amplified says, which is our reasonable worship. Okay, so all three parts of you, but there are some times that we tend to go to worship and other things and we actually leave the spirit out. And we are looking for a soulish or physical experience versus something and identifying inside the spirit man and letting that develop by worshiping in spirit or by the spirit of the spirit. Hallelujah. So you have to learn to define then spirit and soul and body. Now God is a spirit, and so by definition, you are a spirit. We talked about that last week. You are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body, and because of that, we are his children. That means you are designed to hear him.
Right.
You're designed to understand him. You have to grow in it, just like a child. You know, they have to grow in it, but by design, they're able. They are not incapable of comprehending language and the way you talk. We have to learn to hear God the way he talks.
One of the resources that we use in the study of being led by the Spirit is from Kenneth E. Hagin. And Kenneth E. Hagin, we talk about him a lot, but he is really a father in the faith to Brother Copeland. I mean, cut his teeth on Kenneth Hagin tapes about the reality of redemption, faith. And It was in 1977 that he came out with a series called How to Be Led by the Spirit and a book as well. And that's what we use. That's what we listen to. As a matter of fact, those teachings are on YouTube. You can go on YouTube and listen to Kenneth Hagin teach about how to be led by the Spirit.
Some of them. I don't know if you can get the whole series
there. There are three, I think three of them that are out there.
You may have to order
the series. You can order it from Rhema. But Brother Hagin said this concerning what we're talking about. Before we can understand how God does lead us and guide us through our spirits, we have to understand the nature of man. We have to understand, as we've said, man is a spirit, he has a soul, and that he lives in a body. This is basic to understanding spiritual things. It's very basic. It's a basic teaching for that. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, it says, "May the God of peace himself sanctify you, separate you completely, and make your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." We are a three-part being, spirit, soul, and body. And you notice what is listed first? Spirit. Spirit. That's the most important one, and that's where Pastor Terry was talking about. That's where God enlightens us, from spirit to spirit. Other light comes to our mind, emotions, feelings as a result of the light that comes into our spirit. So the more tender we are to the voice of the Holy Spirit, more tender we are to the leadings of the Spirit, the more of an ability we'll be able to have that inward witness that will tell us, do this, do that, go, stop. The inward witness, it's like Brother Hagin talks about, it's a stoplight or a go light. It's just a knowing on the inside, a knowing of what to do and where to go. The leading of the Spirit begins by developing your awareness of the Spirit man within and the awareness of the Holy Spirit's presence in your own spirit. Greater is he who is in me than he that is in the world.
That's why we talked yesterday about being filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking with other tongues. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14, it says, you pray in other tongues, you edify or build up, strengthen yourself. So you get stronger in your inner man, in your spiritual man, but it also develops the strength of your awareness. You become more learned. And when you pray in tongues, many of you have been filled with the Spirit for a long time. You pray in tongues, don't just do it without being aware. Consciously pray in tongues and aware of those words, aware of where they come from, and aware of his leading in that praying. You know, let him lead you in it, whether it's through the words that come out or what you're doing with your tongues. Are you worshiping in tongues? Are you interceding for someone in tongues? Are you looking for answers in other tongues? All of those things, you can direct that on purpose and watch that flow and then watch what comes up. Mm-hmm. Even the light that comes sometimes in that moment and sometimes later, that light will come and enlighten your thinking, make you aware, but it's all because you have connected, exercised, and energized praying in the Spirit.
Yeah.
So we have to become more spirit conscious. We have to be much more aware of that. Even when you're doing things that involved your thinking, like listening to someone preach, don't just listen with your head on purpose. So how do you do that? The same way we do everything, by faith. By faith. Your faith is your faith. It comes from God. It's a God kind of faith, but you can direct it. You use it. And by faith, believe my spirit man is listening to this. I'm absorbing it. And it really goes to being on purpose.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Yeah.
I love that word, purpose. 1 Peter 3:4 says that the inner man is the hidden man of the heart. He's hidden. What does that mean? Well, you can't see him. You can't touch him. And yet you can be aware he's there. It's like emotions. Emotions are part of the hidden man. They're in there, but you can't see them. Oh boy, sometimes you really know they're there, right? Emotions. But we want to develop that sensitivity to the Lord speaking to us, the Holy Spirit speaking to us in our spirit. And your own spirit then begins to pick up from him and be led and be directed And I like that, what you were just saying about green light, red light, and just taking time to really weigh on that. Sometimes, well, Jesus said, watch and pray. I love this in Habakkuk 2. Habakkuk 2, verse 1, I think. Mm-hmm. I will station myself on my post of observation. I will watch to see what he will say within me and what answer I am to make as his mouthpiece. It's amplified. I will watch to see what he will say within me and what answer. Isn't it interesting? He said, I'll watch to see what he says. Mm. When we talk about hearing the word of the Lord, it's not, sometimes that authoritative voice will come and you hear it. You hear it right down in here. Not with these ears. Right down in here. You hear it. But most of the time, it's that knowing that comes. Watch to see. Watch for what he's leading. Watching him. Proverbs somewhere it says that it's like a mistress watches the hand, a maid watches the hand of her mistress. Just watching, what does she want? Just learn to read. We learn to read him on the inside. The body, there's three things, spirit, soul, and body. So the body makes contact with the physical world. The mind, your mental capacities, makes contact with the intellectual world. Okay. The spirit is what makes contact with the spiritual world. Now, it doesn't mean that there's never the three shall touch. That's not true. We've already said your spirit enlightens your mind. And it sometimes it's hard to even know, recognize, hey, that came up out of my spirit. But we're not searching to get into spiritual things with mental activity. That'll get you in trouble. Jesus said you have to come through the door, and anybody that comes through the door some other way is a thief and a robber. You try to get over into that spiritual realm, and people do it. They get over into spiritual realm. Now, not the realm of God, but they get over into the realm of spirits. Those are demon spirits. They start meditating their way into something or trying to physically feel their way into something. And there's stuff. You can access spiritual activity through the mind and through the body, but it's dangerous. It's ungodly. It's wicked. And God says he'll have none of it. Horoscopes, astrology, that kind of stuff. You can access some things. And there might be some hit and miss seem accurate, but it's only because of the activity of demon and evil spirits, familiar spirits that are doing that. You don't want any part of it, men.
Me? Let me give you a frame of reference on how I've been trained up in being led by the Spirit and to be spirit conscious. I have many meetings, business meetings with Brother Copeland. I'll have maybe several sit at the table with me. We'll go over different things. And you just have to learn. And I learned early on how he operates and how he functions, because early on, I remember being in a meeting with him and all of a sudden he got real quiet and I kept trying to talk. And I thought, well, you fill empty space with words. And he just said, no, wait. He said, I'm listening to the Lord. I went, oh, he's listening. So over the years, I would develop that. And I've trained others how to be in a meeting with him. I was in a meeting with Brother Copeland one time and we were talking about a certain issue and all of a sudden he got quiet. And I knew not to say anything, because what? He's looking on the inside. He didn't make any kind of a movement. He just got that look. And the guy that was with me just started speaking up and I kicked him from under the table and I said, shut up.
I taught him how to do that.
And then there are times when you're with Brother Copeland, you're in a meeting and you present something that needs a decision on, and he'll literally do this. He takes his hand, he puts it up to his heart. He looks down, he turns downward. And then that's a demonstration of him going inward. Yes. And you definitely don't say anything while he's inward. You wait for the answer to come. Like that scripture in Habakkuk, that you're watching for what he will answer. Yes. And so you train yourself to be that way. Don't be so quick to answer somebody about something, but go inward. And like Brother Hagin would say, he said, many years ago, I began to think like this, and I'd say this to myself aloud. And say this after me. I am a spirit being.
I am a spirit being.
I have a soul.
I have a soul.
I live in a physical body.
I live in a physical body.
And what Brother Hagin said was, the more I said that phrase, the more sensitive I became to the leadings of the Holy Spirit. I am a spirit being. I have a soul and I live in a body.
Proverbs 4:18 says, the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn. It grows brighter and brighter till it reaches the noonday sun. I think that is an excellent also comparison, description of that being led. Sometimes it's a sense of light and dark, light or heavy.
Yeah.
To be, let peace be your umpire. Okay, so if peace is your umpire, what's agitating you down there? Tell about going to ORU.
I had been saved 3 years. This is about 1975, 74. And I was going to a little Baptist church, got really involved in it. The pastor was mentoring several of us young men. And I applied to Oral Roberts University. I didn't even know it was a witness, but it was a knowing, because every morning before, and I roomed with a group of guys that went to the church, we would watch television, and we would watch two programs. We would watch Catherine Kuhlman's program, and then we would watch Oral Roberts' program. And every time they do the flyover of Oral Roberts University, I had a pull, a tug towards it. That was the Lord leading me. But I got confused about it, because the pastor said to me one day, he said, now, I want to personally train you. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach you about pastoring. And what was that going to do to ORU? Had ORU, pastor personally teaching. ORU, pastor. And so I would ask different people, what should I do? What should I do? Some would say, oh, you should stay. Others would say, you should go to ORU. And finally, a friend of mine looked at me and said, what do you want to do? And so I got real quiet. And here's how the Lord led me at that time, not being very developed in this. When I would think about going to ORU, I would think about bright sunlight, blue sky, just clear as a bell. When I would think about staying on Cape Cod, I would see nothing but fog and darkness. And that was the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And I went to ORU, and I tell you, it was bright, it was sunny, and I got me a wife out of that. I'll tell you what.
Yay.
And the rest of the calling for the rest of my life came out of that experience. And it's always interesting to me. She's 4 years younger than me. I know she looks 10 years younger. She's 4 years younger than me. But it's like the Lord waited until she graduated from high school to get me to connect with her, to get me here. And it's amazing how the Lord will lead us.
Being led by the Holy Spirit. Well, we could talk a lot more, but that's why we want you to go to kcm.org/core, and you can get your free journal. And then you can also find all the other resources that we have about being led by the Spirit and the other core values, because you want to hear more and more and more about this to develop in these things. And so pay attention now, because the announcer is going to tell you how you can get yours. Amen.
I discovered my calling here at KCBC.
Immerse yourself in a faith community here at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Get equipped with what you need for your next steps in life and ministry. Discover new gifts and talents and learn biblical education from seasoned instructors. Kenneth Copeland Bible College is here to help you find clarity of purpose in your life and ministry. Find your purpose, discover your calling. For more information, go to kcbiblecollege.org.
There is so much more to being a believer than just going to heaven. What if you could live a life of intention, fulfill your God-given destiny, and see God's kingdom established here on earth? You can with Our Core Values, a book by Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Learn the 7 core values that become the blueprint for the abundant life Jesus has for you. Your core beliefs are like a compass that guide every decision you make and create the culture of your life. That's why, as a ministry, KCM bases everything on these specific Bible-based core values. In fact, they're for every believer to live a life of victory. When you're rooted in values such as living by faith and walking in love, you aren't rocked by the chaos of the world. As you study the Bible, use this book and the special journal pages to take you deeper. Put God's Word first place and be a light in the darkness. Become a part of changing the culture around you through our core values. Request your copy of Our Core Values, the free book by Kenneth Copeland Ministries, also available as a digital download. Go to kcm.org/core or call 800-600-7395. You can also scan the QR code. Core values are the values that guide your life and help you stay the course and hold steady in the storms of life. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
We are so thankful that God has given us the ability to be led by the Holy Spirit. Terry, that is a gift that is just absolutely unspeakable.
That God Himself would offer Himself to lead us in every moment of our day, to take us to be able to do what He wants us to do and to wind up where He wants us to wind up in life.
That's right. And there are some resources that we have available to you that you can receive. And one of those is the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine.
I forgot we had a testimony today that we did. Real quick, Eric, pick up your mic real quick.
Stand by for the magazine.
Yeah, just be real quick. Talk about your testimony real quick.
Yes. So what I've learned here, because before I came, I always thought that when you're being led by the Holy Spirit, you just pray, you get an answer, and then you're done. But being here, I've started to understand and to grow that being led by the Spirit is a constant relationship with the Spirit, because He is a being who wants to relate to me and wants to have that intimacy. And because of that, I've been able to walk closer and hear what He has to say on things that I even think that He wanted to tell me about. And that's always exciting.
Yeah, see, He is interested. That's wonderful. Thank you, Eric. And that's what happens from coming to Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Amen. But we also have the magazine.
The magazine. But that was just a demonstration.
It was.
The Holy Spirit led you.
That's right.
He
prompted me.
So He prompted you.
Good point.
So prompt them on the magazine.
Okay, I'm prompting you. The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. It's full of the Word of God. It's free. We'll get it to you either in your front door mailbox or your email box. And you can just go to the information there on your screen and find out how you can get yours free of charge. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to be back again tomorrow. But until then, you've got to go through your day remembering this.
God loves you.
We love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls KCM.org your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.